Thank you, Carmen. A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start this one off with rugby. Springbok centre Andre Esterhazen says they are bracing themselves for a tough encounter against Scotland at Murrayfield in Edinburgh this weekend. Now, the Boks head into the clash with several key positions still up in the air due to depth and injuries. So we'll only know who's in coach Rassie Rasmus's match day squad tomorrow. Esterhazen says their narrow 6-3 halftime lead in the opening World Cup pool match in France last year showed how competitive tests against Scotland can be.
The game of the World Cup was at a walk in the park. It was still a quite tough battle. I mean, half time we came in, it was like 6-3 or something like that. It's very close. So you can always expect a tough battle against them. We know they're going to be messy in and in around the breakdowns and everywhere. So yeah, we always look forward to play against them.
In some cricket, it's a repeat of the World Cup final when the Proteas and India face off in their first of four T20s at Kingsmead in Ethekwini tomorrow. Now, the Proteas will be without their three most successful World Cup bowlers, Kagiso Rabada, Anrich Nurkia and Tabriz Shamsi. India also tore without most of its leading players who are preparing for a test series against Australia. Now, Proteas batter Reeza Hendricks knows India won't be a walkover.
We've seen at the IPL all the names that's coming through from the IPL. So yeah, there's definitely no such thing as a weak Indian team. They're producing, they've got a lot of players. So their depth is massive. So yeah, it will be challenging. Definitely a exciting series to be part of. And I'm sure there'll be some good cricket on display.
The other T20s take place in Gqeberha, Centurion and Johannesburg. And then over to some football to close. Manchester United hope to get their Europa League campaign up and running when they host PAOK tonight. They've drawn all three of their group games so far. It's interim boss Ruud van Nistelrooy's penultimate match in charge. He says emotion has calmed at Old Trafford since Erik ten Hag's sacking last week.
After the Chelsea game, we were slightly disappointed. We didn't get the win, which was a very positive signal to the performance. I think the emotions calmed down. Players are now focusing and training on getting their performances to the maximum.
Summer signing Lenny Yoro could make his debut after recovering from injury. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.